What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone lines to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. I think we should go back to calling the disease, dropping the word COVID, and going back to Corona. Everybody needs to go to the RBN archives and to immunize wisely Saturday night and listen to True Aunt talk about what this is all about. And you'll realize that these tests, it's coronavirus, it's already in our body. Especially like now that everybody's been test positive because of hay fever, you know, weeds cutting the grass and all that kind of thing. We need to go back to Corona. That's the original name of it. COVID was just a made-up name.
Well, no, it isn't. It's the contraction of the official designation of this particular variation. See, coronavirus refers to an entire class of viruses that have a particular morphology.
Well, just everybody's got to listen to True Aunt on Immunize Wisely Saturday night. Also, I want to tell you, you gave us some good news in the beginning of your newscast. I hear that more of them are shooting each other, shooting and stabbing each other. That's the only way we're going to get rid of these savages is for them to kill each other off. They don't want Trump to come in with federal officers. We just got to hope they're going to kill each other off or head to Africa where they still belong.
Well, you need to understand, most of the people that are rioting out there aren't blacks. They really aren't.
Well, if they're rioting with them, with the savages, they're black then, too.
Okay, so, I have a real, real problem using the word savages. Okay, they're angry. There's no question about that. Savages, I don't know. In fact, by the way, earlier in the show, we were talking about how Rutgers University was saying that good grammar is racist. Well, apparently there's already a backlash against that, where Rutgers is being accused of being racist by assuming that minorities can't write correctly. So that one definitely came home to roost.
I'm just not going to feel sorry for them. I mean, they have their own life. They're sovereign citizens. And if they don't want to do this, they could be decent people, decent civilian people. That's fine with me. That's good, but they got to do it on their own and not follow the crowd.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Oh, yeah. You hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good. Okay. Listen, I was talking about the Portland situation first. What they're doing to those federal officers who are mostly like federal court officers and federal building guards, you know, federal protection officers. I know they're incorporated into Homeland Security a few years ago, but that's basically what they are. It's not fair to them. Now, they do have a little bit reinforcements now from the Border Patrol and ICE, but still not fair. This is a siege that's going on. This is more than just a riot. This is a siege. These guys are outnumbered. They're just about surrounded. The Portland police are a bunch of punks and cowards because they're not going in there and helping their fellow officers. And I don't care what the mayor would tell them if they had any, if they were really took their oaths as peace officers properly, they would not be letting this happen. So what Trump needs to do, he needs to send in real federal troops, the real thing, not disguised as army, but the actual army, the 82nd Airborne, the 101. These are units that have traditionally have been sent in to riots and other disturbances. It is every right. He has every right to do it as president because order is broken down. The mayor refuses to do anything. The police chief refuses to do anything. I don't know about the sheriff, what the sheriff is doing or not doing, but the fact of the matter is he has every right and a responsibility to send in real federal troops. And I'll go even further. the mayor of Portland should be arrested also for endangering the lives of his own people. This guy is a radical. He's probably a member of Antifa. And by the way, what you said to that lady was right. Most of these rioters are not black. Most of them are white, spoiled yep. white kids from the suburbs, probably wealthy or upper middle class, that are going around like a bunch of spoiled punks committing these acts. And they need to be yeah. dealt with. They need to be dealt with. And if it's not dealt with by whether it's sending federal troops or not, you're going to have, sooner or later, you're going to have militias coming in there, and they're going to do it themselves. Militias and biker gangs. Okay? People are sick and yeah. tired of this. Like, this should not be happening. This is a threat to the whole country, because if this spreads, it's just going to make it more difficult. And we should thank God for the Second Amendment, Mike. The most important part yes. of the Constitution. Because without the Second Amendment, all the other amendments don't mean anything, because they could just be squashed. Your rights could just be squashed, as you see they're trying to do as it is. The other thing I want to bring up about what we were talking about, China. I would say these people in Washington couldn't be that crazy to go to war with a superpower, okay, that would very likely end in destruction of mankind, okay, especially if Russia gets into it on top of it. But then again, so many of these people are on psych meds, things like that. So many of these congressmen and senators, who knows about Trump himself and Pompeo, who knows? And then there's some religious fanatics like Pompeo and Kushner that, you know, who seem to think we're going to have some kind of Armageddon. And they're dangerous, too, even if they're not on psych meds, because they're religious fanatics and they believe that garbage. And that could also lead us into a lot of trouble. And one other thing, Mike, I know you had, I was very happy you had Brian Dawson on the other day. That man is yeah. great. He is so courageous. He takes, you know, he says what's on his mind. He's kicked off of one station after another, you know, on YouTube or whatever else he's on. Yet he keeps speaking his mind. Individual who called him was just looking for trouble, okay? And I can't really blame Ryan for what he did, what he said. The man is great. I hope you guys do have him on again, because the man is awesome. I wouldn't mind seeing him have his own radio show somewhere, you know?
So, well, he used to. He used to have one, okay? And here's the thing. Had it been a private conversation, I would not have a problem with anything that Ryan Dawson said in response to that very obvious troll. But it wasn't a private conversation. He was on the radio. He was on Republic Broadcasting, and there are certain standards to be followed. And the professionalism is you don't let the trolls get to you. You don't let them trigger you off and then go on out and say things that can result in being part of the censor culture. You know, we were concerned that YouTube might want to cut off our archives because of what Ryan said. The FCC could get involved for our on-air affiliates for that kind of language, because we don't have a five-second delay, which we should have one of those as soon as some generous donor will give us the money for one.
All right. I just thought I'd say that because, you know, I have nothing but the respect for Ryan. I think he's great. I think he's awesome. He probably knows more about 9/11 than anybody, at least anybody else that's writing or talking about it. He's right to the root of it. He doesn't go along with, well, the building may have fallen because of this, the building may have fallen this. He shows there was foreign intelligence involved.
Yes.
Dancing is around. There's no question for Mossad. I mean, they admitted they were Mossad. They never should have been let go. They should have known that, what's this guy's name, Chirkov there, he was the one who let him go. This guy, later on, he became Director of Homeland Security.
Michael Chertoff, he was head of, yeah.
Yeah, Chirkov. At the time, he was for the Justice Department, so but he was the one who ordered these clowns released. And there's no question. And somehow or another, Israeli intelligence was involved. Whether they actually put the explosives in there or or whether they direct or what. Obviously, they knew something was going down. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been setting up across the street there, okay, ready for the before this actually happened, okay, before the plane actually hit. There's no question about it. I mean, you don't have to. Come on, I can figure that out. And Ryan is right. He's pushing on that. Not which way did the building fall? Could it have been in some? What kind of explosive could have been used? And could fire have brought the buildings down? Or maybe was impossible. He gets right to he gets right to the right to the target. In other words, he gets right on target.
Okay, well, let me clarify here right now. I don't have an issue with Ryan's point of view, especially on 9/11. I find myself, you know, pretty much in complete agreement there. The question is one of professionalism. And, you know, the decision to say no more on RBN didn't come from me. But again, I have to understand, we have to be able to trust all of our on-air hosts, you know, to be cognizant of that there are certain words we can't say. And that just being professional means that we keep our cool and we don't let ourselves, you know, get tangled up with the trolls. Now, some other radio hosts, they love that sort of thing. They figure it's good radio, and maybe it is. But here at RBN, we're all about sharing information with people without a lot of sturm und drang.
Right, and Ryan knows that, too. He knows you weren't behind. He was saying it in his own, on his YouTube channel. It's just that, he blames it on some Karen that called in or something like that. That's what he said. Some Karen must have called in or something. As a matter of fact, that's the name of his video. They asked him Karen. So, you know, he knows it's not you. He said he has nothing but admiration for you, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, just thought I'd just say something about that because, you know, I do feel kind of bad about it, about Ryan, okay? Because he's getting the short end of the stick in a lot of ways, not just, you know, not just here. They're bouncing. They demonetized him. They're making it hard for him even to get super chats. They're really, you know, coming down on him, you know? And he's too good of a guy for that to happen, you know? So, anyway, that's about all I want to say, Mike. So, thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the international news, the United States is accusing Russia of arming the Libyan rebels. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black, because how did this whole mess in Libya get started? The U.S. was arming the Libyan rebels to take out Muammar Gaddafi, and they took out Gaddafi, and they still can't settle Libya down. Now what they're doing is they're looking for a reason to re-escalate, to go back in there with U.S. force, to cement the new internationally approved, meaning handpicked by the U.S. Government, that will make Libya's oil available to the West to be sold only for the U.S. dollar. So the Pentagon has released satellite photos showing greatly expanded Russian presence in Libya. And by golly, that's our job, isn't it? Have presence in Libya and Syria and Afghanistan and all these other things. So you've got the U.S. accusing Russia of arming the Libyan rebels, and all of a sudden Washington thinks this is a bad thing. They certainly didn't think it was bad when it was the U.S. doing the arming. Because the goal here is, besides getting people to shoot each other, the goal here is the aftermath. You know, who's the new government of Libya going to be beholding to? The United States or Russia? Who gets the reconstruction contracts? Who gets access to the resources? All right, for the last 23 years, the United States has carried out a media war against Venezuela, and the United States has just announced it will start a media war with Venezuela. It's almost comical. And since 1997, when Hugo Chavez began to emerge in the polls as a presidential option, until today, the United States has led the most violent media initiatives to influence Venezuelan politics and change the course that through elections the Venezuelan people have taken. And it's an old and stubborn strategy. And journalistic reports say that the United States is preparing a new strategy against Venezuela in which it will use the media as part of its pressure campaign against Maduro. And I want you to remember something. who's the aggressor in this situation? Who's the aggressor over in the South China Sea? Who's the aggressor in Afghanistan and Syria and Iran and Iraq and all those other places? It's not those countries. They're not attacking us. My Siri watch just answered. All right, you do the radio show here. All righty. Apparently, the new defense attorney in the 9/11 Guantanamo trial is requesting a 30-month delay to prepare. And these are the five men who have been tortured into confessing to the 9/11 attacks. And that's because the new defense attorney in the case has requested a 30-month extension to prepare. David Bruck, the new lead attorney for Ramzi bin al-Shib, one of the five men charged in the 9/11 case, estimated in a legal filing on Wednesday he would need 2.5 years to get caught up on the proceedings. The following estimate of the work before me reflects prevailing professional norms at the time of this trial, as required by well-established Supreme Court precedent. So they're just going to drag it out. It's a kangaroo court anyway. It's those guys in Guantanamo. More than likely had absolutely nothing to do with it. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they literally tortured his kids and made him witness it. They waterboarded him something like 140 times before he confessed. Talking about the economic news here, gold prices have surged to a record high amid coronavirus worries and U.S.-China tensions. Spot gold traded up more than 2% at about $1,941 per ounce after earlier trading as high as $1,943.9 per ounce. These levels eclipsed the previous record high price set in September 2011. Now, here's a very interesting story. The U.S. is cranking up pressure on Europe over the Russia pipeline projects, and they're talking mostly about the Nord Stream 2 and one other pipeline that is going to bring Russian oil and gas to Europe. And the U.S. is putting pressure on Europe to say, no, we're not going to buy oil and gas from Russia. We're going to buy it from American fracking companies. There's only one small problem. The fracking company oil and gas is much more expensive because of the unit cost of extraction is more expensive. But that's what the United States is doing. They're going around the world saying, you will buy your stuff from us. We don't care if it's inferior and costs more. You will buy it from us. And I think the rest of the world is getting very, very tired of that. So risking a further escalation of tensions, the United States is increasing pressure on European contractors to drop out of the Nord Stream 2, a major Russian pipeline project that would transport gas to Europe under the Baltic Sea. In recent days, a dozen U.S. officials from the Department of State, the Department of the Treasury, and the Department of Energy have held video conferences with European contractors to underline their concern about the energy project. The officials signaled that they want to stop the completion of the $11.7 billion project, threatening representatives of the European countries with far-reaching consequences if they continue to cooperate with the Russian project. A lot of chest thumping going on. It's like, you know, where's Jane Goodall when you need her? You know, all the silverbacks are thumping their chest and saying, you will buy our oil. Amazing here. All right, the U.S. economic recovery is stalling. No surprise to those of us with our eyes open. Economic growth is beginning to reverse, and the food bank lines are re-emerging. Last week, initial jobless claims broke a 15-week streak of lower claims as new concerns the labor recovery has hit a snag. J.P. Morgan Chase recently said, Chase card spending suggests recovery has stalled, and data through July 18th, our tracker of spending by a panel of 30 million Chase credit card and debit card holders, are little changed since late June, suggesting that the rapid economic rebound was seen in May and early June has lost its momentum. In other words, it's not working. There's no V-shaped recovery. We're going to be a long, long time getting out of this COVID hole, if you will. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Mike, what's on my mind today is they had this on the news that Jesse Smollett is going to he was protesting in front of Trump's tower. And how is this guy, the guy that started this whole nonsense, how is this guy able to go protest against Trump when he should be probably in under house arrest for all the filthy lies he tried to pull on Trump and Trump's voters? How is this guy Smollett getting away with this?
That's a very, very good question, because I guess he must be out on bond for, the charges of lying to the police.
Yes, absolutely, Michael. But, he's over there protesting right in front of Trump's towers. Wait a minute, that's in New York, isn't it? Or there's one in Chicago, isn't there? Trump Tower in Chicago?
There's one everywhere. There's even one in Honolulu.
Okay, maybe it's the one in Chicago. But still, he's out there protesting and saying that Trump's a racist and all this. Can you see the correlation here? This is insanity. I mean, this is unbelievable, and this guy's getting away with this. And, Michael, you see how many police officers got injured with their eyes? Some of these guys are going to be blind permanently, maybe. I mean, this is unbelievable. Mike, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen? What would happen right now if 200,000 or 300,000 white Anglo-Caucasian males were to go to New York and try to arrest George Soros? for war crimes against the United States, what would happen?
Well, absolutely nothing. I mean, they'd be stopped. I mean, Soros is in violation of the USA Patriot Act. And but again, he's got so much money and so many lawyers. He's one of the untouchables. And that is unfortunately a reality we have in this country, that there are people who can do whatever they want and not be touched by the law. The Clintons are another group of the untouchables.
So, Michael, you're telling me the 300,000 white males that are fed up, that are maybe elder, don't give a dang about the only thing they do have the love for their Constitution, and they want the Soros' property wherever he's at, Connecticut or New York. 300,000 guys went up on that property. You saying the federal government, the military, go and try to take all these white men down? You say I'm saying
that Soros will flee the country if he really thinks there's a danger, and the U.S. government will let him go.
Well, you know what? This guy needs to be arrested at all costs. I'm calling out Trump and everybody, Democrats, Republicans, whoever, independents. You go get this guy Soros, because what he's doing is totally against the law. Just like these governors and these mayors of these sanctuary cities, they need to be arrested. There's got to be a sign sent. No more of this crap. Just like, Mike, you've been saying about what's going on with the Russia collusion today. Okay? Look at the guy, Michael Flynn. Look what Michael Flynn's life has been ruined. But maybe he'll get his life back, a lot of money, like GoFundMe or whatever they're going to do, like that kid Sandman got. Sandman's getting millions of dollars out of, what is it, the New York Times or something? Sandman's getting, I think it's $38 million that kid's going to have. Something like that?
Well, my understanding is the settlement was settled, has a no comment clause in it, so we don't really know. There's a lot of rumors going on.
But, you know, Mike, just like what's going on with Weinstein and Epstein and all this, these Steiners, I mean, schmucks, I think Soros, we should, you know, I think people, hundreds of thousands of white males should say enough is enough. We're putting this excursion down. It's going down, and we're going to take you down. And you're going to be locked up, whatever they're going to do to these guys. And then you have, like I was telling you,
all we have to do is we go up to Soros' places carrying Black Lives Matter and Antifa banners, and the cops will leave us alone, and we can walk right in and arrest Soros.
Beautiful point. Excellent point, Mike. I love it. That's great. And that's what we should do. That's what actually should happen. And, you know, as far as NASCAR and all these sports teams, I don't care if they ever fold. They should just call it the race car race, or the Washington football team, the Oakland football team, and Miami football team. No more logos on anybody's team. They're all just one team. The National Felon League. That's what they should call it. What I'm thinking. It's ridiculous.
And it's plain wrap sports teams.
Exactly. You know, and I like to know what's going to actually happen with this case with What Smollett? I mean, what is actually you think going to happen with this guy, Mike?
If I were to take a guess, given that this all appears to have been set up from the beginning, you know, the case will be dismissed on a technicality.
Tony, I agree, Mike. I agree. And, you know, supposedly bumbling buffoonery Biden's going to be picking his running mate either Wednesday or no later than Saturday. And it looks like Kamala Harris is probably going to be his running mate. The same one here in Miami that they just...
Hello? Tommy, there? Mike, are you there? Okay, I'm good, but we lost Tom in Florida. Okay, so let's go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm in disagreement with Mark in North Carolina. I'm against landing the 82nd Airborne to quell these riots in these cities. Uh-oh, we got music coming up.
All right, well, Terry, stay on the line. Don't hang up. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Terry in California. And Terry, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, I'm retired military, but last I heard that it's a violation of federal law, the Posse Comitatus Act, to activate U.S. Army troops to be deployed in the United States against U.S. citizens. And beyond that, this is why I was against the Department of Homeland Security when Bush proposed it. Federal people coming in and people disappearing in vans and all that sort of thing. That's not the American way. I mean, if Oregon wants to get their situation under control, which they should, let Kate activate the Oregon National Guard. That's what it's for. And the more we can keep the law, the better, you know. So that's about all I had, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that insight. And, yeah, this should really be for the states to take care of, but clearly they are not. Now, you need to understand the Marines are exempt from Posse Comitatus. And so far, it looks like what Trump is sending into these cities are not regular U.S. Army troops, but federal agents from various other agencies, which are not covered by Posse Comitatus. But it does open a very, very dangerous doorway. Anyway, we're going to let you go. And I understand Tom from Florida is back on the line. Tom, welcome back to the show. And where were we when you got cut off? You were talking about Jesse Smollett. And you know, why is he not in jail?
Yeah, that's correct, Michael. That's perplexing to me. But, you know, what is also perplexing to me is all these Antifa and these BLM screaming and burning and looting in our cities. And, you know, if they were to go to Venezuela or Cuba for a month, I bet you they'd have a different perspective on this country. And they wouldn't be doing their nincompoop nonsense that they're getting away with. But, you know, Mike, back to your, the last caller was excellent what he said about, the military is going to go against 200,000-300,000 men who'd want to arrest a guy who's trying to destroy our Constitution and our country and our monuments. No way. I don't believe in that. I believe if 100,000 white males and females were to go up on where Soros is property, or even this slime bag, Bill Gates is another slime bag, what he's doing with these vaccines and all this. This thing's a whole hoax, man. It's going to turn out to be a hoax to me. Yeah, there's like some kind of virus out there. But like you were saying in your first hour, Michael, we got to worry about it now with China and Taiwan getting in the middle of that nonsense. And I totally agree with you. We don't need to get in the middle of that. Let them blow each other up, whatever the hell. But, you know, this nonsense about Smollett and all these Black Lives Matter liars, they never have. Look, what do you think those people have in Haiti, Mike? What do you think they have in Africa compared to what these Afro-Americans have in this country? I've been to Cuba 5 times, I told you. 99% of the police in Cuba are black.
Mm-hmm.
99%. And they have no food hardly ever at all to eat over there, except black beans and rice, or red beans. They're lucky if they get a piece of pork a week, or 2 chickens a week. The bread's hard as a rock, so they barely have any flour. And here's these European countries like Spain and Italy sending them food, and they still are starving over there. I don't understand it. I guess the communists are sure eating good, though. But the average Cuban over there is not barely getting by. It's unbelievable. And the same thing with Venezuela. And, you know, here in Florida, we have all these Puerto Ricans coming down from New York. They're going to all vote Democrat. We got the ones from the island coming in here voting Democrat. It's ridiculous. I mean, Trump can't do enough for these people. Like I told you a year ago, if he gave them $1 million in a briefcase, they would still vote against them. It's crazy. Yep. And they're complaining every day. Trump this, Trump that. It's nonsense, man. And, you know, you got the, and don't kid yourself, Mike. You got a lot of, I was listening to a show last night. It's called the Boogaloo, some black organizations funded by, he was talking about the NAACP was actually founded by Jews. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they're manipulating this whole thing. You know, Israel would not allow their statues to be torn down in Israel by a bunch of Arabs, would they? Or burn their
flags they wouldn't.
Up to Star David. They sure wouldn't allow that. They wouldn't allow Tel Aviv or any of these cities in Israel to be burned up and looted. No way. They wouldn't be using rubber bullets. They'd be using live ammo over there. So who's kidding who? And like I say, Mike, we've got to stop all this insanity. And it's got to be put, these are people like rabid dogs. Mike, what do you do with a rabid dog?
You shoot them.
That's it. And that's what we got going on. This is like a rabid dog out of control. You know, and it's crazy what's happening. But when I see all this, the media, I'm still, for the life of me, Mike, I don't know how all these media networks are so liberalized. If the white Anglos are the majority in this country, is all the whites so brainwashed? That they're so liberalized, they don't care about their monuments, their history, their constitution. It's unbelievable to me. And I tell you, Mike, they're going to steal this election like you've been saying through the mail vote. You watch this mail-in vote crap. Trump's going to lose because of this. He can't do his rallies. He can't get the. I mean, they're going to say. And even though Trump's got probably more voters to win this election, well, he couldn't hold his rally, so he lost with the mail-in ballot swung it for the Democrats. They're going to rig this just like they did this coronavirus. Remember, Mike, right before the coronavirus came out, and I want to let everybody in your audience know this, they would have a big sensationalized story about what happened to Molly Tibbetts in Iowa by the illegal alien. And he was trying to scream that the Mexican, he was going to go back to Mexico after he stabbed her 15 times. And then you had the same time Jesse Smollett case was going to be played out on TV. You don't hear nothing about Smollett. You don't hear nothing about Molly Tibbetts. You didn't hear nothing about Kate Steinle. In the meantime, you got thousands of Americans murdered by illegal aliens. Trump has not arrested no mayors, no governors. The Democrat, Pig Pelosi, definitely should be in jail. How is this woman so filthy rich? What did that woman ever do to lift her finger to do anything, to build anything? Or that Mad Maxine Waters kept going, Peach 45, Peach 45. Why are we here at Peach 45? Okay, so I don't understand it, Mike. It's crazy what these people are getting away with. The murder, the lies, the conniving, the stealing. It's just unbelievable. It's unreal. It's just unbelievable, Mike. So I'll let it go at that, but I'll call you tomorrow. But oh, and one more thing, Mike. As far as the vice president, you can bet whoever it is, Biden's only going to do one term, and people don't even, they're not even talking about this yet. Biden will probably do 2 years, and that black woman, whoever he picks, will be the president in 2 years. Remember, I told you that.
Well, that's going to be better than having Hillary Clinton up there.
More likely, yes, but I don't know about that, Mike, because you're going to have, then the blacks are going to go off the chain. Remember, they're only 13% of the population. They act like they're 30%.
Whoa. Be careful of statements like off the chain, okay?
I just said they're 13% of the population, and they're not, and they think they're 63% of the population. That's what I said.
Yes.
I just said that. I said the black community in the United States is 13% of the population, but they think they're at 63 or 53%, and they're not. That's all I said, Mike.
Okay.
I didn't say nothing. That's what I was saying. I was making the fact.
My mistake. I misheard you.
So I didn't say nothing derogatory. Okay, so now I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
but, you know,
all right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind,
Michael? You are too funny. You were even too quick for Tom on that one, but I got it. It was funny.
Okay.
And Tom, of course, has another, you know, good passionate call with a lot of points, good points. But I would disagree with Tom, and it is terrible about this mail-in voting. But here's the one thing I think that we got to look forward to is these Bernie bros and Bernie boys or whatever they are, they're not forgetting this, and they're not going to pull the lever for Biden, I don't think. And Trump might get a bigger bounce from them than people expect.
Well, I'm hearing that the Hispanic community is not very thrilled with Biden either. So when it comes down to an election of either or, you may see the Hispanics, you know, even though Trump is building the border wall, he may get a little more boost from the Hispanic community than previously expected. The legal Hispanic citizens don't like the illegal immigration problem either, because they're afraid of being equated the same. That anybody sees Hispanic, they're probably illegal. And that's a bitter pill for the legal citizens to take, the ones who came through immigration and naturalization, who did the memorization, learned the Pledge of Allegiance, took the oath, and became a citizen the legal, correct way.
I agree, and that's very true, Michael. I totally agree with that. On the other point, again, you know, we have this caller in between, Tom, called in, and he's talking about Posse Comitatus. And here's another guy that doesn't understand the Constitution. We're not talking, Posse Comitatus is going into somebody's house and using the military to extract them. The Constitution actually says that an insurrection, that it's the government's duty to maintain public safety. And that's what they're doing. This isn't a matter of violating individual rights. This is a matter of keeping the public safe from mass lawlessness is what's going on here. And these people don't understand. And that's the trouble we got. A lot of these people don't understand the Constitution or only understand the portion that they like, whether it be the First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment. And I'm sure you know what I mean. And, you know, that's a big problem we got, too. You got to take the whole package. You know, you don't just pick out the parts you like and throw it away. And that's what the Supreme Court apparently does. And then I have one question, Michael. This isn't on any of these topics. This is like a technical question, but I know you're very good with the computers and high tech. And I'm just going to give you an example. Like on my phone, if I want to call somebody or something's going on, every time I got to swipe it and change the screen to get to whatever app it is I want to use, and there's a commercial or there's some type of advertisement. I mean, if I want to call the police, I got to get this thing out of my way before I can, you know, let someone proceed with breaking down my door or attacking me or whatever, and I don't want to. I just want to use my phone. Is there any way that you know of that I can rescue my phone for my own personal usage again?
Okay. Are you iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay, well, as a general rule for both platforms,
what's the preference that you think would be better in terms of that application of being able to pull back control of your phone?
Well, I don't know that there's a way to pull back control other than to be very careful about downloading apps that claim to be free, because those are the vectors through which advertising comes in.
So is there anything that you know of that maybe you can scan and get rid of those programs or remove them from your phone so that you can take control?
I'm not an Android expert, and I suggest that you find one. I know that for the iPhone, you're given the option of having an ad-free experience by sending in a little bit of money. And for me, it's always been worth it, you know, because they're usually talking about, you know, between $2 and $5, you know, and you get the ad-free version of the app. But you have to be very careful about downloading anything that's free, because the way they make their money is to shove advertising at you, at least for their own extended products. And it's an annoyance.
And
I agree with you. I bought and paid for that phone, you know, and I bought and paid for the apps. You know, why is somebody else making money off of that?
So in terms of the two operating systems, would you say that the Apple would be better in that aspect of being able to stop this type of ad takeover of your personal device?
Well, Apple is a lot more careful about what they allow into their app store. And they've only been burned a few times, whereas for Android, it's kind of an open, you know, Wild West environment out there. Claire and I just upgraded our phones recently when my phone failed. And we're not deluged with advertising. We are deluged with telemarketer calls. And as a matter of fact, I was looking at a new app that is promising to block telemarketer calls. And after I'm done testing it out, I'll let you know how that works. But it is a problem, and I think you who's your carrier for your cell phone?
Verizon.
Okay. See, we're with AT&T. Yeah, you're going to have to talk to an Android expert.
Yeah, and see, I did. The only reason I went to Android is I had Apple. At one point, and then they stopped me. They stopped me from updating my system and told me no. I had to have a whole new system, and I was comfortable and enjoyed the previous system. And they were going to bound and determined to make me purchase this new system, and I just said no way.
Well, yeah, that's the business model. It's not just Apple that's doing that. Microsoft does that. The computer manufacturers do that. You know, their business model is you buy a computer and you use it for 5 years, and then you buy a whole new computer with a whole new operating system, and they're moving to a model where all of your applications are on a subscription basis, where you're paying so much per month to use them, which I don't like.
Yeah.
I like perpetual licenses, and I get to nurse my hardware and operating system long until it really does give up the ghost. But, of course, to the computer manufacturers, they think I'm somehow cheating them by not throwing everything away every 5 years and buying brand new. In a healthy economy, you can get away with that, but our economy isn't that healthy anymore. And it's
exactly,
one of the reasons why people are moving to Linux and open source is because...
Yeah, I like Linux. I do like Linux.
I do too.
But, I got to say, the Apple is the only one who actually gives me that 5 years before they totally collapse, but... I think I might take your advice, and I might head on back to Apple and just bite the bullet, so to speak, and go ahead and put up with it. But, Michael, thanks for your time and your expertise, and have a great show.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have expertise in the Androids. We made a brief foray into the Androids, and it frankly came across as just like Apple, only different enough to avoid a lawsuit. And we had a bad experience with a tablet. We had a bad experience with a phone, and so... We're back safely in the arms of iPhone, iPad, iWatch, the rest of it. All right, we're coming up. We're going to start with Don in Arizona. Don, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. And what's on your mind? Don, are you there?
Hello, yes. I agree with that guy in California. They should use the National Guard, Oregon National Guard. That's what it's for.
Yes.
I was in the National Guard a long time. You get some training in riot control every once in a while, and they the governor can. The thing is, the governor, the mayor, they don't want to do anything. They want they seem to be very happy with everything just being totally destroyed, except for when they got that one mayor's house in Seattle, and she got riled up when they're gonna burn down her house. Then she kind of fought back a little bit. But these guys, these Homeland Security, and I agree with them that should never have been started. That was George W. Bush, supposedly Republican small government. No, he started TSA, he started Homeland Security. That's the worst president there ever was. People want to complain about a Republican president, complain about him. He's a lot worse than Trump. But, I don't understand. You'd think these governors and mayors would be getting some pressure from the people that are getting, you know, that live there, that own houses and stuff, that aren't homeless, that, you know, that live there in Portland and Seattle. And I don't understand how that works. There's just nobody cares. Everybody's happy that the whole place is burning down. And what about these people that are getting their houses torn up and their stores?
And their businesses. You know, they put their entire lives into setting up a business and running it. And what we need to look at here is the Fifth Amendment, not the part about self-incrimination, but the part at the bottom where it says that the government cannot take your property for public use without just compensation. Well, it appears to me that if, in fact, the government is allowing these riots to move forward, then they're sacrificing these businesses and homes for whatever political gain they can get. That represents a confiscation of private property without just compensation.
These Homeland Security people there, what their mission is just to guard the federal assets there, the courthouses and.
I think that's what their mission is supposed to be. Yes.
So I mean, but it's evolving. They can't win. They can't win because there's riots all over the city, and they're there, and they're gonna try to just defend their little section of the whole city where everything else is getting burned down. So. I don't know what the really, in a way, Trump had to send them there to try to protect the courthouses. That's all they're doing. They're not going to stop the riot stuff. So,
they definitely are not. But you know, the Democrats are out there saying, you know, Trump is invading. He's sending in the troops, and you know,
everybody wants the bad man.
I almost feel sorry for the guy. There isn't anything he can do that's going to be seen as, you know, good in the eyes of the media and the liberals.
As far as 9/11, Christopher Bolin is another guy that basically is on the same sheet of music as as Ryan Dawson. He wrote two or three books about it. I think one of them, the books says, "Who did 9/11" or something like that. Well, he just lays it all out. And it's rough. You know, Ryan Dawson's in trouble because he's not the only one. Red Ice got kicked off of YouTube, and now they won't even let their banks won't even accept payments from people that want to donate to them. You know, they actually got to their banks, not just PayPal, but the banks themselves. They're going to have to try to look for some Asian bank that will accept. I shouldn't be laughing about it, but that's how ridiculous it is. You know, what is a bank for? And Red Ice is entertaining.
The government has been using the banks for policy, foreign policy and domestic policy for decades now, especially in South America. So I'm not at all surprised that they're doing it again. I mean, it's all plugged in together to keep us under control. And, I hope Ryan is able to come back and, recover from his few missteps and get back out there, because we do need his voice.
They've accused that. Hey, I recommend you can get them on BitChute. They're accused of hate speech. There's nothing farther from the truth. They're really nice people. The guy and his wife, and they have a lot of videos they show, but they're not. There's nothing hateful about anything they do there. And they're really big on YouTube. That was it.
All right. Well, listen, we're really short on time. I got two more calls I got to get through here. So we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to Mark in New York. Mark, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Good to hear you. You're always sounding great. And the damn days are far and few in between, you know. So it's just good to hear. You sound better all the time and stuff. And but anyway, I wanted to call in, see if I could get to some of the things I saw on the Sunday news stuff. I TiVo it, and I try to watch a little bit of it. And it was just to listen to Jake Tapper. I usually watch the first 20 minutes to see what the issues are. And then he had this admiral on who was a deputy to the health and stuff. I think his name is Gerard. And he was just, I would say it was gaslighting and disrespect. He would say the same questions all over and over again, just ignoring some decent answers that the admiral was giving him about mainly the response for testing, that it's a quarter right there, 15 minutes. The next quarter was 24 hours, and then the other half is 4 to 7 days. And Jake's like, well, everyone says it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. And then they went into, like, all right, what are we going to do with the tracing? And Jake was pushing tracing, which is very, I think it's very a little concerning, because it's almost like the Patriot Act. They bring in all this stuff, you can't take it back. You bring in tracing, yeah. They get that in there, and hiring people and creating this erosion of personal liberty. So I thought that was weird, but he kept, I noticed how he was, Jake Tapper was just ramping up and then saying, you know, you come in here and saying it's all perfect. And I just thought he was, like, really rude, and he was pushing an agenda, and it was really clear. And when you could stop it and think about what they're doing, because they're talking over each other, you can see how he actually intensified his questions and accused them of skirting the issues, which I just didn't see that. And then on King's show, he had a doctor, Wen, on a Chinese doctor that was saying that's the national disgrace, the response, and she just wasn't really giving, you know, her points were not that strong, and she just kept saying national disgrace. And I looked her up, and I'm seeing that she's like a Communist Party member. It's right on Wiki. She was mm-hmm. the Planned Parenthood president. She came over here from China, and after a few years, her family got a political asylum, but now she's a Communist Party member. I just thought that was ironic. But anyway, so those were the two things that I noticed. There was a lot of other things that I see going on with, like, Cuomo. I'm sick of Cuomo. Hearing him, it's funny how he says Trump is not a king.
Mark,
yeah.
Mark,
all
I
right,
let
that's
you know.
Fine.
There's
that's
the
cool.
music here. Time for me to say aloha and get on out of here. And we got thunderstorms coming in, so I got to get ready for those. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. And I know he has an interesting guest today whose name eludes me at the moment. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need to buy new hardware. That's just an ugly reality. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.